the reestablishment of a sanctions regime against Sudan after so much effort over the last 5 years has been put on removing sanctions on Sudan, whether it was the comprehensive U.S. sanctions or the state sponsor of terrorism sanctions. The move back to a sanctions regime, I think, is an important statement just by itself about how far Sudan has fallen since the removal of President Bashir. It is an acknowledgement of the reality, which is the war on the ground and a very comprehensive effort by parties to the conflict to undermine any future transition. So I think it's first and foremost a very sad statement of policy. But practically speaking, the sanction, it creates a law that allows the president to designate people for sanctioning under that law. But the sanction does not name any individual or entity to be sanctioned. So right now, there are still no new U.S. sanctions on individuals or corporations in Sudan. This is really just, I think, a warning of potential policy to come.
Yes, I noticed the lack of names, much to the frustration of the reader. No names, no people have been named, or entities even, in the executive order. What do you think is behind that?
Well, it's clearly a tactic that the Biden administration is using, and it's not the first time they've used it. People should recall that 2 years ago, we wrote a very similar executive order for the war in the Tigray region of Ethiopia, creating a sanctions regime to punish those people who were committing war crimes and atrocities and who were undermining a peace process there. People should also recall that no one was added to the list of sanctions. No one, even though more than 300,000 people died in that conflict, we never employed that sanctions regime that we put in place. And so I think that, Sudanese officials might look at this and not be terribly moved or concerned, given the recent history of the Biden administration to threaten the use of sanctions and then to not follow through.
So basically, you're saying this move is not enough to change the behavior of the warring parties in Sudan or restrain them?
Well, it's a warning. It's a warning, and it's clearly, the administration has left itself plenty of room to ratchet up the pressure. But I don't think that this sanctions regime by itself is actually any significant pressure on the parties. I think if people had been identified, if entities, if money had been stopped, if anything practical had been imposed on either of the parties, I think that might cause them to rethink their current approach. But this right now, it really doesn't, in my view.